Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day. Have a great day. I'm reminding myself of that this morning as I got in my car and one of the sensors of my tire said, "Oh, your tire's flat."
Oh, boy. That's not good.
It's a slow leak, so it wasn't completely flat where I had to put a spare on. But the problem is my truck is lifted, so the spare is not going to work.
Not going to help you.
Yeah, because those tires are big. But, well, I got to work. It's all good. Hey, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
I feel like Lana, though, because, you know, things are always happening to her car. That's what I get for teasing her.
She's on vacation, so someone has to have car problems. Today was your turn. Today.
Absolutely. She's down in Key West now. I saw her posting a picture. I think every picture she posted was with a drink in her hand. But
of course.
That's how she vacations.
That's right.
You got a cool humble brag coming up this morning. I'll have you wait on this. But I thought you had a great weekend. We'll talk about it in this, coming up at 6:20.
Yes.
Today, Universal tickets. Excited about that. We will hook you up at 7:40. If you don't remember the 8:10 Music Minute from Friday, go back and listen to it. Because in order to win these Universal tickets, you got to remember all of that, and there's going to be a question from the 8:10 Music Minute that will help you win those tickets, all right? So that's on the podcast. Let's see. Let's kick the day off right now and ask you, what in the world are you doing up right now? I want to know. 800-992-1099. It is Monday. 800-992-1099. It's early. I know you may not feel like calling, but we want to hear from you. 800-992-1099. We're kicking off the week together. What in the world are you doing up right now? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Good morning. Who's this?
It's your old buddy Dan calling from his buddies. My work on Gun Highway.
Oh, okay, Dan. What in the world are you doing up right now?
Waiting for my boss to come to work.
Gotta wait for your boss to get into work. I love that you beat your boss every day. It's great. How was your weekend?
Oh, I still do. Oh, it's great. I'm going to see my niece has had a baby.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
And a baby girl, and her name is Sophia.
All right, nice. Well, that's an eventful weekend. Well, I hope you have a great day, Dan. Thanks for calling, okay?
All right, you too.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kim from Newport Richie.
Hi,
how are you
Kim?
Guys doing?
I'm doing great. What in the world are you doing up right now?
I am contemplating all of the things I have to do today and putting them in order. And I'm hoping, because I put an offer in on a camping trailer last week. I'm waiting to hear back to see if my financing got approved.
Okay, so cool. That'd be fun to have a little camping trailer there. That'd be great. Well, good luck with that, and I hope you get the camper.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right.
You guys have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, coming up, we are going to play for a $50 gift card for Green Market Cafe. Secret Celebrities next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. It's JR and Kevin holding it down. Lana's on vacation right now, but we are playing Secret Celebrity.
For a $50 gift card to Green Market Cafe, they have four locations, including the new one in Seminole Town Center.
This one happened at the Olympics. This country artist sang Imagine by John Lennon.
You must say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Oh, no, I hope someday you join us and the world will live this one.
Yeah, they played that at the opening ceremonies. It was a pre-taped performance, and it was fantastic. He actually did it with John Legend.
Yep.
So, all right, who is that secret celebrity? Man, I wish Lana was here because, like, her favorite artist.
I know it. he's from Australia.
That should be it right there, don't you think?
Pretty much. he's married to an actress.
That's correct.
They have two kids.
Yes. So. All right, who is that? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Brian on his way to McDill right now. All right, Brian, who is our secret celebrity?
You must say I'm a dreamer. Someday you join us and the world will live this one.
I believe it's Keith Urban.
There you go, Keith Urban. Yes, singing at the Olympics. He's saying John Lennon's Imagine right there with actually John Legend.
Yep.
Congratulations, man. We're going to hook you up with something pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a $50 gift card to Green Market Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, a little something to eat. What do you do over at McDill?
I work with JCSE, Joint Communications Support Element.
Okay, man. Well, we appreciate what you do, and hang on for me. We'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
Well, coming up next, we're going to do our humble brags, which is basically the highlight of your weekend. It is next on 99.5 QIK. Gabby Barrett, the good ones right there. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. Time for your humble brags. This is where you call in. You say, I don't want to brag, but, and you give us the highlight of your weekend. We want to hear about it. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, Kevin, your humble brag. You did something pretty cool this weekend.
Yeah, I actually went to Orlando with the family, and I don't want to brag, but I went to Medieval Times, and my night, the Red Knight, won the entire tournament. Yes, he did.
It's the first time you ever been?
It's funny. We looked it up. So Medieval Times started in 1983 in the Kissimmee location. I've lived here my whole life. I had never been.
It
was the most fun time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's fun for your kids. It's fun for adults. But also, I've been with just adults,
mm-hmm.
and you just have a great time.
Yep.
You know, maybe have a little loudmouth soup on the way in, and it's a fantastic time to go in there.
Yep, I bought a beer stein on the way in. Had to.
Your kids had to be so pumped seeing the horses running in, doing the jousting. I mean, it's wild.
It is wild. They were waving their flags.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it, and they want to have their next birthday there already. So it was a good time for all.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't want to brag, but I pool-sitted for somebody.
Ooh. Ooh,
which
nice.
Is very easy. You just sit in the pool and have a refreshing beverage. And I just texted my buddy. He was actually in New Hampshire. I'm like, dude, I'm burning up. They got red tide, so I was going to go out on the boat.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you care if I go use your pool? He's like, yeah, go use it. So very relaxing. Me and a couple buddies just hung out and sat there and enjoyed the pool. So that was like my highlight of the weekend
that.
So
That's
love it.
Great weekend.
All right, we got people calling right now. What was your highlight? What was your humble brag? So you have to say, I don't want to brag, but, and you tell us what the highlight of your weekend was. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Doing our humble brags right now on 99.5 QIK. So you have to say, I don't want to brag, but, and you give us the highlight of your weekend. Kim coming in from Lakeland right now. Kim, what is your humble brag?
I don't want to brag, but my family did a little cookout this weekend, and I just took over the kids. I'm the favorite aunt. I just got all the kids. We just went out. We went to the other part of the yard. We just sat there, and I think my family really loved it because they had like a little break from the kids. No whining to mom, no whining to dad. We were just having a great time playing dragons. And me, yes, I was the evil dragon. But I just think, I think I gave my family a break.
I and love that. So you're the favorite aunt, you said?
I'm the favorite Aunt Kimmy.
There you go. Well, Aunt Kimmy, that's awesome. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Bob Carroll.
Bob, you got to say, I don't want to brag, but tell us what you got.
I don't want to brag, but I spent my 49th wedding anniversary in St. Augustine with my lovely wife that I've known since high school.
I love that. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
And she took me to the World Golf Hall of Fame. How about that?
That's
you know
beautiful.
What? It's starting to make sense why I spent 49 years.
That's
I love
right.
that.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend, you have a great day, and congratulations.
Thank you.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Don.
All right, Don, what was your highlight?
Well, I don't mean to brag, but my friend and I not only went to SeaWorld this past Saturday with tickets that we were blessed and won with you guys, but while we were there, we bought one of the all-you-could-dine we eat all day for $44.99. We shared it, and we've got over $150 worth of food.
Look at that. Boy, I love how you're cheating the system. I love it, Don.
I love it. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, listen, you have a great day. Appreciate you calling, Don.
You also. Keep on keeping it country. Love
Will
you
do.
Guys.
All right. Those are some good humble brags right there.
I like every one of those.
Ooh, we had an anniversary in there. We had a favorite aunt, and we had a deal at SeaWorld.
That's right.
All right, coming up at 7:05, a Military Monday for you. Lauren wants to recognize a family friend. It's coming up.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
All right, we have Lauren on the phone today who wants to recognize her friend Edwin for Military Monday. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So we're so glad you reached out to us. Tell us about Edwin, how he serves us, and all that stuff for Military Monday.
Awesome. So Edwin is a captain in the Navy. He's just an all-around great guy. He has a family of seven plus his wife, and they are also currently fostering a newborn right now while he continues to work for the Navy. He has a civilian job. He's going to school, and he's just an all-around great guy. He will do anything for anybody. He actually does this really fun thing at Christmas time. No matter how busy he is with the rest of his schedule, he dresses up as Buddy the Elf.
Yes.
Yes, and he goes up to, there's a charter school in the neighborhood that they live in, and he goes up to the roundabout where all the kids come through and just acts like crazy Buddy. It is so hilarious, and it just puts, like, all the kids in, like, really good spirits for the holidays, and, I mean, people look forward to it. 2 years ago, they weren't sure if he was going to do it because he had so much going on with the Navy, and regardless, he, like, came home at, like, 5 in the morning, made sure he was dressed up for school at 7, and just like really made everybody's weekend.
I mean, I would like it to happen at work every day. Buddy the Elf, that'd be so great. I love
it.
That is so awesome.
He's actually gone to some businesses and done it too, and just like surprised people, I think at like the YMCA and stuff, but it's so funny, and he gets so into character.
Now, Lauren, how did he become a family friend of yours?
His wife, Brittany, is actually my best friend. We met about 4.5 years ago through our kids going to school together, and they have triplets that are 10, and then I have a daughter who's 10, and they just connected at school, and her and I connected, and so they're just family. They've helped me through a lot of tough situations, and, you know, he's just, like I said, he's just an all-around really great guy.
You know, I always like to honor someone's spouse, too, of a spouse of a military member. I mean, he's got a 10-month deployment coming up. I mean, how does she handle, you know, being a military spouse? Does it just amaze you how strong she is?
It does, especially with, you know, they have 3 older kids that are out of the house. But, you know, they have, like I said, 10-year-old triplets. They have a 4.5-year-old son, and then now they're fostering a newborn. So, you know, she really just relies on her village, and, you know, everybody, they're such good people that everyone is willing to, you know, jump in and help whenever. So he was on a deployment 2 years ago for almost a year, and it was tough, but, you know, she made it through it. And I think, you know, like you said, the spouses are just as big of a importance as, you know, the military personnel. Right.
Well, listen, Lauren, it is our absolute honor to be able to recognize him today. And we'd like you to do this. We have our friends at T-Mobile. We'd like to give Edwin a $100 Visa gift card to do whatever he wants to do. And also $50 to PDQ. The family can go have a meal on us. And it's just our way of saying thank you.
Awesome. They will love that and be very appreciative. Thank you.
You got it. Well, if you want to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, we want to hear from you right now at 995QYK.com. Well, the boys are holding it down because Lana's on vacation. We'll have one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates for you in 6 minutes.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, honey, I'm fine.
7:15 second date update.
All right, before we get to the 7:15 second date update, there's a traffic update we want to tell you about right now.
Yeah, southbound I-75 College Avenue. This is near Sun City Center. It's a crash blocking multiple southbound lanes. So avoid I-75. You can use 41 or 301 as a southbound alternate from College Avenue.
All right, be safe out there. Okay, so with Lana out today, we're doing one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates between Jeremy and Kara. Kara was mortified about something that Jeremy did, but I thought it was pretty gutsy. Here's Jeremy first telling us about his date with Kara.
So Kara, we went on a couple dates.
Oh, nice.
You know, and look, I think she's a great girl. And the dates went great, I thought. We had dinner, you know, we hung out, and she invited me to her friend's birthday. Like, we had two dates and to a pool party.
That's a good sign.
And I was excited. Oh, yeah. I thought so. Like, it's a good sign because, like, look, meet the friends, people I care about. Is it someone I care about? I'm like, okay, this is like a bright future, like, already, you know, moving fast, but I didn't mind. And so I go to this pool party, and I talk to everybody. I'm pretty outgoing, but, like, I don't try to overdo it. Like, I just, you know, I talk to people. I was friendly. And, like, I met her friends, and they seemed to like me, I thought. And now, I mean, I'm getting, like, one-word text back from her. Like, she says she's busy, making all these excuses. And, like, just we haven't seen each other since the pool party.
Yeah, I mean, you're fired up on a Monday, Jeremy. I mean, you really thought about this. And I don't,
right.
And like
that's
you
right.
said, you're not afraid to talk to anybody. I totally believe that that's true and that you are outgoing because you sound like it. Well, the fact that you went to her friend's house is a good sign. Obviously, she's introducing you to her friends, and that means the first two dates went well. So I don't really have a question about those, but what about the barbecue? Like, did you get along with their friends? What was that all about?
I mean, I'm trying to remember. Like, I didn't... I was very cordial. I was very nice, and, you know, and I mean, just, you know, complimenting her, of course, because they're her friends, and they love her. So I thought I made a good impression, you know, and like, my mama taught me well, and that's what I'm doing, you know.
And how did the night end? I mean, how did the pool party end? Did you guys have a good...
When you parted ways, was it on a positive note?
Yeah, that's it. Like, it just kind of, I mean, after the party, it was kind of like a see ya. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and
yeah.
we'd you know, talk about it or like have another date, but it's
something
gone.
Happened at the pool party. I'm thinking,
I lost something. Something got lost in translation. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, here's what we can do for you. We're gonna try to call Kara for you, and we'll see if we can get some answers, man. Like I said, the first two dates must have gone well if she brought you around her friends
right.
to a pool party. So that's always a good sign. So let me put you on hold. We'll try to call her. Okay.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, hang on. All right, this is one of our favorite 715 second date updates right now, 995 QIK. So Jeremy went on a date with Kara, then she invited him to a pool party that one of her friends was throwing, and Jeremy did this.
He kind of embarrassed me a little bit at the party.
What, did he say something to your friends, or?
No, like, there wasn't any drama or anything. I don't want to really put it out there.
Okay. Well, I will tell you this. It's totally up to you what you want to do, but I will tell you this. He called us. That's how we got your phone number. He wants to know. Like, he's very confused. He just kind of was looking for some answers. So I don't think he'll be worried about you sharing what's going on.
Or upset,
so,
yeah.
He really wants to know.
He kind of made people feel really uncomfortable.
Well, can you kind of give us a hint of how?
Oh, I don't want to say. Okay.
I mean, he wants to know.
He showed up in a Speedo.
What? A Speedo?
Speedo.
At a backyard party?
Yeah, it was people you're meeting for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
How did he
let
look in that there Speedo?
Out.
What's that?
He was just letting it all hang out. Didn't even faze him.
Goodness. I mean, I've never worn a Speedo, but I think it's one thing to do it like at the beach. Which is still not my thing, but I understand that a little bit more.
In your own backyard?
But it wasn't his backyard.
Right.
He went to her friend's backyard and did it.
A first time meeting her friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to try to impress them?
Well,
I think he went overboard a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. So that's what made people feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. Like, he's really outgoing and he's very friendly, talks a lot, and making friends and everything, but they're all really uncomfortable talking to him.
And that wasn't the kind of pool party this was. Most of the guys were wearing shorts.
What kind of pool party would that be, Lana?
Well,
wow.
Is anybody else wearing a Speedo, or is it just him?
Oh, that's a good point.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we actually have Jeremy on the phone with us, and we want to bring him back on, Kara.
Okay.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so...
hi, Kara.
Hey, were you wearing a Speedo?
Well, yes, I was, yeah. I mean, that I'm shocked to hear all this. I mean, this is... You're not calling me back because of a bathing suit? Because of what I wore to a pool party? Like, I got that straight?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it made everybody really uncomfortable. Like, I just don't know how I can really bring you around my friends again after what they've seen.
Wow. wow, I've said nothing offensive. I was telling jokes. I mean, good food. I mean, I was complimenting everybody. Like, I don't know. I was on my best behavior, and just because of what I was wearing, like what I was wearing.
Yeah. I mean, what if I showed up at, like, a family barbecue meeting, your family for the first time and your friends for the first time, and it's really itchy-bitchy teeny-weeny bikini with everything showing?
I mean, if that's how you feel comfortable, like, socializing, I mean, like, I want you to be, man, we just have a different philosophy. Like, if that's how you feel, like, that's your best self you're putting out there for everybody, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, don't be yourself.
I don't want to make everybody uncomfortable. I mean, nobody can unsee that.
listen, like, okay, hold on. Like, Carol, like, you know, I'm in the fitness industry, okay? And, like, I mean, I swam in high school. You know, I did that, and I got used to, like, the Speedo bathing suit. But, you know, it's hot outside, for one, and, like, I don't like tan lines, too. Like, I want to make sure that I'm, you know, don't have, like, a whole big, you know, pale thigh or something. Like, you know, the board shorts people, they're going to have some of that going on.
Yeah, I got that.
And that's just not, right? But it's like, that's not me. Okay. And, like, it's how I'm comfortable. If I'm outside, you know, grilling, and I'm there, and I'm meeting people, like, it's just how I feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know. It's like, you're talking about what I'm wearing, like, the fashion of what I'm wearing. Like, I feel like that's kind of shallow.
Let me ask you something, Kara. obviously, you had two great dates with them to bring them around your friends.
Yeah.
We're talking about a wardrobe thing going on right here. I understand what you're saying, but can we focus on the fact that he was a good guy in the first two dates and you guys had fun and obviously some kind of connection? What about, you know, now that you've talked about this, maybe he makes a different decision next time. Maybe you don't do a pool party, but what about going on another date? Can you?
I don't know. I just don't know how I can, like, bring him around my friends ever again after they've seen all that.
I mean, think about it, JR. Wow. We live here in Tampa. There's going to be a lot of times he's going to be in that swimsuit. And if that makes her uncomfortable, whether it's the beach or another pool party or something, he obviously wears those types of suits.
I'm not by that at all.
I mean, is this really going to be a deal breaker for you, though, Kara?
Yeah. I don't have nothing to do with that kind of swimsuit. I mean, it doesn't,
honestly, I think that's ridiculous. I don't know. Wow. I mean, it's my body, it's who I am, and, like, again, like, it is my profession. Like, I get people in shape. I'm trying to, like, also show that this is me in shape, you know? Like, that's, if people ask me, too. Like, that's how I get business, too. Like, I mean, I'm not looking at, you know, meet people and get new clients, but, you know, I'll tell you what, if someone comes up and asks me, like, you know, hey, how you get like that? Are they, well, I have a plan. Like, it's my profession. Like,
where'd you get that speed?
You know, that's what I do.
I guess I just like somebody a little more modest and rough around the edges.
All right. Well, listen, Jeremy, I'm sorry we couldn't give you the answer you wanted, which is obviously another date, but I'm glad you're so confident in yourself because someone will appreciate it. Someone will not mind this. So I don't think, you know, you're out of luck when it comes to the dating world. I just think it's not for Kara. So, hey, man, I appreciate you reaching out to us. Do you, man. Kara, thanks for coming on with us. You guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
All right, yeah, you as well.
That's one of my goodness. Favorite ones. Can you imagine inviting that guy to your pool party and go, oh, he's here. There he is.
Hey, buddy.
I loved when Kara was like, you can't unsee that.
Nope.
And it's so true. You can't unsee that. He didn't even know anybody. That's why I said it was gutsy. I go, I can't believe you did that.
I know it.
Oh, man, Jeremy. Fantastic. That is great. That's why it's one of our favorite 715 second date updates. All right, coming up, 740, we have a little Dallas Bowl bundle for you. Three concerts in one. We'll be playing that and quizzing you on the 810 Music Minute from Friday, 6 minutes out on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Who can it be
now? Francie is playing our game called Country Recall right now on 99.5 QYK. All right, Francie, we are playing for a Dallas Bowl bundle. If you get this right, you will win Randy Houser, Mark Wills, and John Michael Montgomery tickets, okay?
All right.
So I'm going to ask you one question about the 810 Music Minute that we had on Friday. Just one question. You get it right, you get these tickets. You ready?
Yes.
All right. two major country artists teamed up for a duet that was released on Friday. The song is called If I Didn't Love You. Who were the artists?
Jason Aldean.
And?
Carrie Underwood.
There you go! Francie, you nailed it. Way to go. You got this Dallas Bowl bundle. You're going to see Randy Houser, Mark Wills, and John Michael Montgomery. Way to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Great way to start the week, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, hang on for me and have a great day, okay?
I sure will.
Well, coming up is your 810 Music Minute. You want to pay attention because tomorrow we're playing again that country recall, and that question will be about the 810 Music Minute. We're commercial free till then. All right, make sure you're listening to the 810 Music Minute right now because we will be testing you tomorrow at 7:40 for that Dallas Bull bundle. Here we go.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Congratulations to Cole Swindell. Single Saturday Night is the number one country single in the United States. This is his first number one since Love You Too Late over 2 years ago. Deserved Cole Swindell and long overdue, a couple years, and got that number one single Saturday Night. Travis Denning will release a 6-song collection. It's called Dirt Road Down, and that's coming out on August the 6th. He says Dirt Road Down was about going, what's the next step? It's kind of cheesy, but to me, this release makes me feel like we've gone a little further down the path of who I am, which I like to think is a dirt road for sure. I hope those listening get a piece of me they were expecting with this project, and I hope they get a piece of me that they weren't too.
I'll tell you what, he's one of the most underrated country artists out there right there. Travis Denning is fantastic.
His brand new song is called Abby. Anybody but you. That's ABBY. That's what it stands for. And finally, Keith Urban. He made a surprise appearance at the Olympics opening ceremony singing John Lennon's classic Imagine. He actually joined John Legend. Try to do all that together. It was pre-recorded, and it played as the athletes from each country gathered on the ceremony stage. Here it is. You must say. It's just a beautiful song, and hearing Keith's rendition of it, oh my gosh, that guy is great. By the way, he has his new song is called One Too Many, and he has a song out with Pink, the pop star. So that is Keith Urban from the Olympics on Friday night, and that is your Music Minute.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Well, coming up, we got to break down the Olympics a little bit, talk about a medal count, who is leading, which country is leading, how's the USA doing, all coming up in about 8 minutes on 99.5 QYK. People. First weekend of the Olympics this past weekend, 995 QYK. JR and Kevin holding down the fort since Lana is on vacation. Well, good news.
Yes.
We are tied for the lead, United States, for the most gold medals.
Let's go.
With Japan with 7 gold medals. Overall medal wins would be China. They lead with 15. We are at 14. So, I mean, come on. Striking distance for sure.
That's right.
And a lot went down this weekend. There was a lot going on and some interesting events too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, badminton was on. Yeah. I always love seeing like badminton.
Skateboarding was on.
Table tennis, ping pong, but it's table tennis, you know.
Yeah, a lot of swimming, gymnastics, like the prelims going on that. Yep. Yeah, it was really good. So I enjoyed watching it, and it was kind of a bummer, no fans.
I know, it is weird.
You could definitely hear them all talking, which was kind of cool, like cheering each other on and whatnot, because there was no fans, and it's just coaches and teammates. But it was cool to watch it. I got kind of excited for the summer games.
I love the Olympics, summer or winter. It doesn't matter. Like, I love the Olympics, and I'm so excited because there's a lot of local people and. They've already done well, and it's only been open 3 days already. Yeah, so I love it.
We're definitely going to talk about that in a second. One of the interesting things I saw was, I don't know if you saw the Canadian softball team.
I didn't.
They didn't like the ruling, and it was a rule that, not to get into the weeds on this one, but there was a ruling on the field that wasn't correct. They were not, the umpires made a bad call, and they were not just like out or safe, but it was a rule that you had, and they weren't honoring that rule. Canada just walked off the field.
Whoa.
They're like, well, we're not playing anymore. We're going to protest this if you guys aren't going to play by the rules. And you're like, it was about someone coming out of the game and then entering back into the game. There's rules about that. Yeah. And they were misinterpreting the rule. And so they were off the field for a while. And then finally the umpires got together and looked at the rule book. They're like, well, I guess Canada's right about this. So then they came back on and they ended up winning, I believe. But USA softball team undefeated.
I saw they're 5-0. Yeah, that's
crushing. Awesome. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that, too.
Little hometown on that one. The head coach, Ken Erickson, USF head coach. There you go.
Is he really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Largo and Sarasota are on the map when it comes to winning medals at the Olympics. I'm going to tell you who and what event they won in next. It's time to celebrate. Let's go to Sarasota first. It's 99.5 QYK talking about the Olympics right now. We are tied for the most medal wins in Tokyo right now. Now, that's overall gold, silver, bronze. Well, one of those silver medals came from Sarasota. Let's give it up for Emma Wyatt.
Emma!
Yes! Woo! Now, this 19 years old, she won, she finished second in the 400-meter individual medley. Here's how it came down to the wire.
Wyatt in silver medal possession, and here comes Haley Flickener moving ahead of Hotsu up there in lane two. It could be an American silver bronze finish here. It is going to be Japan's Ohashi who wins gold. Wyatt with a silver, and indeed Flickener with the bronze. Another two medals for the United States in the women's 400 IM.
That's what I'm talking right there. So we get silver, bronze in that huge event. And Emma Wyatt is from Sarasota and killing it at 19 years old. We'll give it up for Emma Wyatt.
Emma!
Let's go over to Largo now, and let's talk about a gold medal. This was pretty impressive. Taekwondo.
Ooh.
So
that's a tough one.
That's a big one. So here we go. This is what happened. Listen to the scream in this as well.
In two seconds, we have the first woman gold medal in Olympic history. Anastasia Zolotich did the thing.
Anastasia Zolotich. Give it up for her.
Yes.
Amazing name, by the way, too. So
yes, and very hard to pronounce.
So you might hear the scream in there. That's what she does before every match. Here's why.
In the beginning, my dad kind of told me, I need you to shout as loud as you can before every match to kind of let out the nerves, right? And I do it to let out the nerves, and then I kind of see, like, it intimidates people. So I was like, maybe if I scream even louder than them, it'll intimidate them a little bit.
And it is intimidating. When she won and she screamed, but she starts the match off like this. Like, Kevin, if you and I were going to fight, I come up to you and I go,
I'm not going to win.
Yeah. And then I come up and win. Gold medal for her. Largo, Florida. Anastasia, way to go.
Anastasia!
Let's go back to Sarasota. Emma with a...
Emma.
By the way, I should mention how old Anastasia is, and I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. 18 years old. Taekwondo.
18 and a 19-year-old.
What were you doing at 18 and 19?
Not that. Not being an Olympic champion.
Not messing with someone that wins gold medals in Taekwondo, that's for sure.
That's right.
But an amazing time. I love how they show their families, too. They do like a Zoom. They show their families all gathered at their house, rooting them on. And that's what they were doing. It was fantastic. So
awesome.
Congratulations to both those ladies representing the USA in a great way. So we'll just keep the medals going. We'll keep a medal count for you as the Olympics continue. But way to go, ladies. Way to kill it. All right. Coming up next, how about a fifth grader that's smarter than all of us? Yeah. I'm going to tell you about him next. Well, here's an I Feel Good story for you, 99.5 QYK. Let's go to Land O'Lakes, and we got to recognize Noah Richardson.
Noah! Yes, sir!
He is an 11-year-old fifth grader. Now, check this out. He was entered in the... 12 Pasco County students entered the 3M Young Scientist Challenge, which featured students nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the task was... how to solve a problem in your community. He chose the environment. Here was Noah's project.
I knew that the best way to do it is the two cleanest types of energy, solar and wind. So I came up with the idea because solar panels do sun and turbines do the wind energy. So I tried out by combining them.
What's that, Noah? That was way over my head right there.
Combining.
So he had Legos, wow. And then he did wind, and then solar that powered this Lego turbine. And it was fantastic. I saw a picture of it. It was super cool. So anyway, he wins a merit. He's the youngest. Let me just make sure I read this right. In the 3M Young Scientist Challenge, he's a merit winner, which is a national contest. He was the only Florida winner and the youngest in the country.
Wow. That is awesome. And he's 11.
How does it feel to have an 11-year-old that's a lot smarter than both of us?
who would ever want to think of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to use solar and wind and make this Lego powered.
Really, dude? I was learning to tie my shoe, for crying out loud. He calls it the Solar T21. So this guy's going to go on to do great things. But he was in the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. Again, Noah Richardson of Land O'Lakes.
Noah!
Way to go, buddy. Bright future ahead of you. And so the judges were super impressed with him, obviously. And he was the youngest to be recognized nationally. So way to represent Land O'Lakes. That's your I Feel Good story right there for you. It's 995 QYK coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. And we'll also have your Mutt Monday, where we will showcase an animal, a dog, that you can adopt. All right, here's Rascal Flatts on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR here. Lana on vacation, but we do have the 23-year radio veteran, ACM CMA winner, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, they're back at it over at Buccaneers headquarters this morning at the Advent Health Training Center, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, day two of training camp. Day one was yesterday in front of fans. It was great. Mike Evans jumped into the crowd. The crowd loved it. So it's awesome. And football is right around the corner, and I love every second of it. Construction begins today in the city of Clearwater. This is for the Cleveland Street Streetscape Phase 3 and Festival Core Project. So here's what you can expect. If you're driving along Cleveland Street, there's going to be delays and lane shifts as the safety and beautification project on Cleveland Street and Gulf to Bay Boulevard begins. That's today. All businesses will remain open throughout the project, and it's going to be completed in January of 2023. So this is about a year and a half away. So just know that that is happening on Clearwater's Cleveland Street. Disney Cruise Lines, they are going to be back at it. They're going to start sailing from Port Canaveral. This is going to be starting on August 9th. Disney Parks announced that. And they're going to sail to the Bahamas on the Disney Dream from Port Canaveral starting August the 9th. And this is awesome. If you've been watching the Olympics, you know, a couple of local girls, they have been doing very well. One won a gold, one won a silver, and the one who won a gold, her name is Anastasia Zolochik. She is the United States' first gold medal winner in women's taekwondo. Here is how it sounded when she won.
In 2 seconds, we have the first woman gold medal in Olympic history. Anastasia Zolochik did the thing.
Oh, my gosh. She put it down, and she was confident, too. I loved it.
Yeah, so she won 25-17 in taekwondo right here from Largo. Congratulations. And the other local native, Emma Wyant, she is from Sarasota, and she finished second in the women's 400-meter individual medley in swimming. So congratulations
to
both ladies, Emma and Anastasia. Congratulations. I love the Olympics, and I'm so happy we got a couple of local girls doing great. And that is trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Let the dogs out.
Mutt Monday brought to you by your friends at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, conveniently located in Seminole, your Ram truck headquarters. Today we are talking about Charlie, a true island boy. Now, the Arubian Kanuku is known for their friendly, intelligent disposition, and Charlie is no exception. This sweet boy would love to join you in all your adventures. This is a beautiful dog. He is 2 years old and weighs 40 pounds. We're going to have a video of him up on our Facebook page here in just a little bit. But check out Charlie. He's ready to be adopted right now at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. That is your Mutt Monday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR and Kevin here. Lana coming back from Key West today, Kevin.
Yes, she is.
We expect a tan. We expect stories.
Yep. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Got to have some story to story.
Well, we already got a text that she almost didn't make it to a charging station in her Tesla.
Yeah, she texted us the picture and thinks she had 50 miles to empty. And if you're stuck, you're stuck. It doesn't take gas.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow how close it came down, because she didn't tell us exactly how far she was from the what do you call it, recharging station.
Yep.
But also knowing Lana, she may have overreacted and she probably was at the charging station already.
Yeah, probably.
But
so
we'll find out. But we're going to be glad to have her back. We'll have a brand new 7:15 second date update for you, and we'll continue with the Dallas Bowl bundle. This is three concerts in one.
This is a cool deal, because you get Randy Houser, Mark Wills, and John Michael Montgomery.
All right, so we're going to play a little game called the Country Recall. Hopefully you're listening to the 810 Music Minute this morning, because we're going to test you on it tomorrow. One question about it, and if you can answer correctly at 740, boom, you win that Dallas Bowl bundle. Travis will do it again this afternoon at 440. And we have Keith coming in next. He goes 99 minutes commercial free at 11:45. We will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Sharon, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.